As a sacrifice unto the Lord, for the land, for the people of the land. The Bible says, when there was a calamity, God says, then I sought for a man who could stand in the gap. The earth, the world, is full of blood and the voice of crying. People are crying, and the church has to stand in the gap. And at this moment, when you are on our feet, I will ask that we open our Bibles in the first book of Samuel. First book of Samuel, reading chapter 7. Hallelujah. I want us to make this dedication and prayer together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The land is full of blood. Innocent blood. And we are standing in the gap as the church. We cannot keep quiet. We cannot keep silent. When our children are dying. When the girl child is dying. We are praying to God. Who knows everything. The Bible says, when you read from verse 6, so they gathered there, and in a great ceremony, they drew water from the well and poured it out before the Lord. They also went without food all day as a sign of sorrow for their sins. So it was at Mizpah that Samuel became Israel's charge. When they were gathered at Mizpah, the Bible says, when the Philistine leaders heard about the great crowd at Mizpah, they mobilized their army and advanced. The Israelites were greatly frightened when they learned that the Philistines were approaching. And the Israelites said to Samuel, don't stop pleading to God. Don't stop pleading to God. In the spirit, I can hear the voice of our young children. I can hear the voice of the girl child saying, church, don't stop pleading for us. Don't stop crying for us. Don't stop pleading for us. For God to save us. They were begging somewhere. But today, the girl child is begging the church. Don't stop pleading for us. And what did Samuel do? The Bible says Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it to the Lord as a whole burnt offering and pleaded with him to help Israel. And the Lord responded. If it is your Bible, you can underline those words. And the Lord responded. One cry from somewhere. The Lord responded. In our cry this morning, the Lord will respond. In the name of Jesus, the Lord responded. The Lord responded. The Lord responded. How did the Lord respond? The Bible says, just as Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines arrived for battle. But the Lord spoke with a mighty voice of thunder. A voice of thunder. Today, at this time, when you look at what is happening, when you look at the suffering of our children, when you look at the suffering and the cry of our sisters, the Bible says, before Samuel could even finish the sacrifice, the Lord responded. The Lord responded. The Lord responded. The Lord responded. Today at this moment, we are crying unto the Lord who responded to some respond to us. Respond in our case. He's the God who responds. He's the God who responds. He's the God who responds. And the Philistines who were attacking were thrown into confusion. This morning, we are put into confusion. We are put into confusion. Every plan of the enemy against our children, against the future generation of the land, in the name of Jesus, we are saying to every calamity, Jehovah is responding. Jehovah is responding. And when he responds, he responds with thunder.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
name of Jesus.
Send them, Father,
in
for your
name.
Glory.
Of Jesus.
Send them, Father,
for your glory. Father God, the earth is full of power. The earth is full of crying
blood.
We love my heart, take a breath.
Close them with your word. Protect them, my
Father. Protect them, God.
Protect them,
God. Protect them, God.
In
the name of Father.
We are saying, God,
cover the girl child.
Arise, O Father,
cover the girl child.
Arise, O Father,
cover the what they are going out.
Arise, O God,
cover the what they are coming in.
Arise, Jehovah, and let their enemies be scattered.
Cover them, my God.
Mother, let God of my
soul.
My God and my Father.
Respond.
Shalabaya Hassani Amando Shalaba. Shalabaya Shalabaya Shalabaya.
Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus, in the name
of
Jesus, in the name
of
Jesus, in the name
of
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cover them, O God.
The pillar at home. Right now, you are the pillar.
My land,
my land. Hey! Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up,
what wrong have we done? But we are saying unto God, you are the God who responds. You are the God who responds. Today, every time you read the news, the so-called breaking news are the news about a lost girl.
inzaba letibhlungu kakhulu naleti dumatako temfana lomncane wesifazane.
Is about a girl child who has disappeared.
Umbana lo mncane lo imvombatana lo lahlekile.
In my heart I can just imagine.
Ehlitweni yami ke ngingacabanga.
The families in that period.
Kule mindeni kuleso nje isikhathi.
Of absence and not knowing.
Kokuthi bangadi nekwadi.
What will become.
Kokuthi kutakwendakalani.
They call it a breaking story when they are announcing the disappearance.
Naba kubita ke babita ngekokuthi mthaba lethu matako wena babiki mayabika ngalokulahleka.
But we are saying to the Lord.
Kepha sesingubulungulu.
May you respond, O God.
Kwangathi ungaphendula simakazi.
Respond on our behalf.
Kwangathi ungaphendula esikhundleni sethu.
Respond on behalf of the girl child.
Kwangathi ungamphendulela lo mfana lo mncane lo yivongatana.
It is no longer just a story in the newspaper.
Asisithe indaba nje ephepheni.
It is a soul.
Kepha ngumphefumulo.
The moment you see the word so and so has disappeared, it's not just a story.
Now uvanje ngokuthi lo thithe solahlekile akusinje nje indaba.
It's a person.
Kepha umuntu lona.
It's a person.
Umuntu lona.
We are crying unto God.
Siyakhala kuNkulunkulu.
And let the church cry unto God.
Nelibandla likhale kuNkulunkulu.
We cannot carry arms and go and hunt and go and fight.
Singeke sizithwale ikhali lethu nako bonke siyodingela noma silwe.
But the children of Israel said to Samuel.
Kepha abantwana baka Israel bathi ku Samuel.
Don't stop pleading to God.
Ungayekeli kusicelela kuNkulunkulu.
Plead unto God.
Sicelele kuNkulunkulu
until he responds.
Aze aphendule.
And the Bible says he responded.
Lithi uNkulunkulu wase uyaphendula.
Even to us and to our cry.
Nakithi ke nekhala kwethu.
God has responded.
uNkulunkulu uphendvulile.
The revealer of secrets.
Lo lomveti atinto letifihlakele.
Whatever is planned in the secret.
Noma ngabe yini lehleliwe ngale ngasenze.
You know, sometimes when you think what is happening in Swaziland is small.
Now ucabanga ngokuthi lokwenzeka la kangwane
kukhulu
noma ngabe kuncane.
And you watch the news, you see two buckets, they are saying they are full of human parts.
Now ubuka ke kule thithi abantu angaphandle ubone emabhakede kuthiwa kugcwele icucu tebantu.
That was the news yesterday night.
Bekuthi abantu ayitolo ntamba.
I say, Lord, may you respond. We are still your creation. We are still the sheep of your pasture. Even in your anger, may you remember mercy. Don't give up on us. To the hands of the enemy. To the hands of the accuser. To the hands of the killer. We cannot be stubborn anymore. But we'll cry unto the Lord. We will not pretend everything is well. Because it is painful. It is hurting. But we are saying, Lord, may you respond. May you respond. Amen.
Hallelujah.
As Isha and Tanda and Gosi and Bati. As I was following the other prayers that were happening here, I was so joyful in my heart. Because it connects very well with what I planned to speak on. In the few minutes that we have. Let's put our hands together for the team. Put your hands together for them and maintain their seats. Celebrate God for their lives.
Thank you so much for leading us in worship. And in prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all the program directors that have gone ahead of me. We are grateful for what you have done. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In these few days, I'm just reading and learning something from the book of John. And there are wonderful messages that you get from the book of John. Sometimes people say, once you have given your life to Jesus, when we counsel you, we normally say that is the first book you have to start on. Because it tells and magnifies and presents Jesus. And make you see who you are in Christ. You are not just one of them. You are a precious child of God. You are not just one of many. But you are a special child of God. And in these few minutes, allow me to minister according to John 10. But please, in your own spare time, you can read the whole chapter. If not the whole book of John. I will read from verse 4. The Bible says, he who walks ahead of them. He walks ahead of them. And they follow him. For they recognize his voice. He walks ahead of them. And they follow him. For they recognize his voice. They won't follow the voice of, they won't follow a stranger. But they run away from him. For they don't recognize his voice. My message today, recognize the greater voice of the great shepherd. Recognize the greater voice of the great shepherd. Where we are here, in this world, there are many voices. There are voices that are without a sound. But there are also voices like I'm speaking right now. There is the voice of the enemy and the voice of the great shepherd. But when the Bible tells us here about the great shepherd or the good shepherd, the Bible says he walks ahead of them. And they follow him. Why do they follow him? For they recognize his voice. And they will not follow a stranger. Because there is a voice of the great shepherd. And the voice of a stranger. Many
of us today, we are delayed by the voice of the stranger. Because the voice of the stranger always brings fear. But the voice of a great shepherd is the voice we need to recognize. And the voice of the accuser is the voice that tells you how bad you are, how much of a failure you are. But the voice of a shepherd is the voice that leads you to your victory, to your rest. That is why the Bible says he walks ahead of them and they follow him. The sheep follow him. Can I ask a question? In your life, in your prayer life, in your worship, in your doing things in the house of God, do you still hear the voice of the shepherd? You know, circumstances in this world, sometimes they make me and you not to trace the presence of the shepherd. But listen to the voice of the shepherd. Because it is in listening to the voice that you will always be able to follow. How can I follow a voice of a stranger? Because the voice of a stranger always leads to calamity. But the voice of a shepherd always leads us to cleaner pastures. You know, the joy of a shepherd is to take the sheep from one place to another, and not just for the sake of another place, but to a better place. The shepherd always takes the sheep to a better place. Listen to his voice. He's taking you to a better place. You know, when a shepherd has realized that the grass where I am is no longer good, he's the one who knows. Let me go up the mountain, for the grass is greener. The voice of a shepherd always stands against the voice of the stranger. But if there is a voice of a stranger out there, the voice of a stranger comes in many forms. The voice of a stranger tells you are condemned for failure. From where you come from, you come from a failing family. But the voice of a shepherd always says to you, though you may not change where you come from, but I'm leading you to cleaner pastures. In the name of Jesus, they follow his voice. They recognize his voice. And the Bible continues to say, those who have Jesus, those who heard Jesus, when he made this illustration, they didn't understand what he meant. So he explained it to them. And he says, I am the gate of the sheep. All others who came before me were thieves and robbers. But the true sheep did not listen to them. The greater voice of the great shepherd. Sickness has got a voice. It tells you. It speaks to you. Pain has got a voice. But I'm here to say, church,
beyond the voice of the enemy, there is the voice of the great shepherd. Respond to the voice of the great shepherd. Because the voice of the great shepherd always lead us to our victory. Always lead us to our success. There is no good shepherd who can enjoy taking his sheep to a dry land where there is nothing. But I'm here to raise Jesus as the great shepherd with the great voice over our circumstances, with the great voice over our situation, with the great voice against those who attack us, against our triumph, with the great voice, against the voice of the accused. The Bible says, the voice of our great shepherd is the voice of spiritual sensitivity. It is the voice of spiritual sensitivity. The Bible says in John 10:27, my sheep, hear my voice, and I know them,
footing your daddy,
and they follow me.
Foot it young, blessed young lad.
My sheep,
give for dummy.
They hear my voice. May we be a church today that hears the voice. Hear the voice of the great shepherd. Because one thing about his sheep, one characteristic about his sheep, they hear his voice. Whose voice are you hearing? Some of us, many a time, I'm not saying to listen to prophets is wrong, but the voice of the great shepherd is greater than the voice of your prophet. Beyond the voice of a prophet, there is the voice of God. My sheep, they hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Many a times, if you classify your Christian
life,
one, do you still hear his voice? Number two, does he know you? Number three, are you following him?
Yes, Lord.
They hear my voice. I know them. That is why Paul was praying in the message that you spoke about two weeks ago. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and be conformed unto him. But I have to know him. Here, believers have to be spiritually sensitive. How can they be spiritually sensitive? They have to hear his voice. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am your God. I don't know what you are facing today, but the voice of Jehovah says, be still and know that I am your God. I am your God. In those times, he does not say, be still and know.
Thula wati
that I am God. But he says, be still and know.
Uthi ngephathula wati
that I am your God.
Uthi ngingunkulunkulu wakho.
He personifies it.
Loko ukwenza kube sifanekiso ngqo.
That I am your God.
Ngokuthi ngingunkulunkulu
wakho.
Ngingunkulunkulu wakho.
Many people they know him as God.
Labanye abantu bamathi njengankulunkulu.
They are failing to know him as God.
Ngoba bayehlulela ukuthi bamathi njengankulunkulu
wakho. Be still and know.
Thula wathi
that I'm your God.
Uthi ngingunkulunkulu wakho. Mina ngidawuphakanyile.
Amongst all.
Etiwa bonke. Etiwa wonke umhlaba.
Be still and know.
Thula wathi
the greater voice.
Elibhimbo lelikhulu
of the great shepherd.
Lalo melusi lomkhulu.
The greater voice of the great shepherd.
Elibhimbo lelikhulu lalo melusi lomkhulu.
Goes ahead of us.
Ihamba ngaphambi kwethu.
And tells us.
Bese liyasitshela.
According to Isaiah 30 verse 21.
The Isaiah 30 verse
21. The voice of our God says.
Elibhimbo laNkulunkulu wethu lithi.
This is the way.
Lena ke ngiyo indlela.
Walk in it.
Hambani kiyo.
This is the way.
Lena ngiyo ke indlela.
Isaiah says here.
Uthi ke Isaiah
and thy ears.
Uthi naleyo nalesho ndlebe tethu.
When hear a word.
Itawu live live
behind thee.
Ngemuva kwalo.
Saying,
lithi
this is the way.
Nayi ke yona indlela.
Walk in it.
Hambani kiwi.
When you turn to the right.
Nawugutukela ngesekunda.
And when you turn to the left.
Noma ugutukela ngesecele.
This is the way.
Nayi ke le ndlela.
Walk in it.
Hambani kiyo.
I need to hear the voice of God.
Ngifuna ukuliva livi laNkulunkulu.
Today I'm bringing an assignment.
Namuhla ke ngiletha lo insight.
That is so different.
Leyehlukile.
Hear the voice of God.
Live livi lasimakazi.
Hear the voice of God.
Live li people lasimakazi.
I know you read the scriptures.
Ngiyazi ukuthi uyalifunda
ngabe. That is the word of God.
Lelo livi laNkulunkulu.
But behind the scriptures.
Ngiba ngemuva kwale mphalo.
There is a voice.
Kune liphimbo.
There is a voice.
Kune liphimbo.
You know what?
Uyathi ke
if somebody reads to us a poem.
Nangabe lo thithe ke afundza ke inkondlo.
To us.
Asifundela inkondlo.
If that poem is being read by another person.
Nangabe leyo nkondlo leyo ingafundwa ngomunye umuntu.
Who is not connected to the words of the poem.
Longaqhumana lamagama ale nkondlo.
It will just be like
Utaba ngathi nje uyafunda nje magama.
But when you hear the author of the poem.
Kepha nawuva lo mbhali
walo. Speaking out in the spirit of what was in his mind.
Ubula lengaphakathi kamoya ngengqondo yakhe.
You can tell.
Ungabese uyakhumana.
That's why I'm saying to us.
Ingakho ke ngitsikile.
In our reading the word of God.
Ekufundeni kwethu live la Nkulunkulu.
We hear the voice.
Kwangathi singaliva liphimbo la Nkulunkulu.
In the word of God.
Laphakathi kule live
la. In the word of God.
La kule live la Nkulunkulu.
There is the voice of God.
Kune liphimbo la Nkulunkulu.
The voice of God.
Le liphimbo la Nkulunkulu.
Make the enemy to tremble.
Yenda sitha ngokuthi sitatatele noma sikhakhathele.
What makes the enemy to tremble?
Lokwenza ukuthi sitha
sikhakhathele. It's not just the words of the stone.
Asinjela amagama alo.
But the voice behind the story.
Iphimbo lelingemuva kwalokho lokubhaliwe.
If in your circumstances.
The sentiment yakho.
They are not changed.
Atiguqulwa.
By the big alphabet of your words.
Ngala magama lamakhulu kumbe lowakhuluma.
But they are transformed.
Kepha bese siyaguqulwa.
By the voice behind the word.
Kulo leliphimbo lelingalengemuva kwalamagama. The
voice of the Lord.
Livi langulule liphimbo
lakho. Give us a blessing.
Likhulula
abantu bonke.
Labalindzele
the voice of God.
Livi la Nkulunkulu.
I can tell you church.
Ngamtshela abandla.
The sound of a bus.
Lo msindo webhasi.
When you are waiting for a bus.
Now in main station.
Brings joy.
Iletha impokodo.
You begin packing your things.
Uyebo sokuqala uthatha indoda yakho.
You say I've not seen the bus.
Yebo le bus angayibona.
But I can hear the sound.
Yebo sengiyawuva lo msindo.
And I'm here to say to you.
Lethi ke kuwe lapho.
Put yourself together.
Bambe
ukuze ube nawe.
Ngoba kune
lisifiso lasizwe.
Lethi ngiyawuva.
Oh,
leletha wena.
I have not seen it.
Angaliboni. Angalibala.
But I begin packing.
Yebo sengiyaqala
ngiyalungisa. Put myself together.
Ngala ngiyatilungiselela egameni lika Jesu.
The voice of your blessings.
Le liphimbo lesifiso
sami. It's coming your way today.
Siyedendeleni.
I have not heard it yet.
Yeba ngakalibamba.
But I can hear the voice.
Yeba ngaliya
liphimbo. It is coming your way.
Siyedendeleni.
It is coming your way. I can hear the voice.
hear the voice saying, I am
next.
Yes, Lord.
When you go to hospitals,
now we are special.
You are going there to line up to take out your tooth. You will hear the doctor coming out. Saying, who is next? I can hear the voice of heaven saying, who is next? I can hear the voice of heaven saying, who is next? I say, I'm here, Lord. I've been waiting.
But I am
the next one. In the name of Jesus.
There is
no voice that says.
You are the next one.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The sound of who is next. The sound of who is next is received with joy. Because one thing it means, somebody is about to receive his breakthrough. And when he receives his breakthrough, I'm also going closer to my joy. In the name of Jesus.
You hear them when you
say, yes, the line is low. But it's moving.
The doctor knows what he's doing.
The line is moving.
There's not to be excited. Not just because the line is moving.
Let that be your joy. Let that be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. They know my voice. They joy that comes with the moving line. The joy that comes with shifting in the line. In the name of Jesus. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. His sheep. They know his voice. They know his voice. And the only thing to know his voice, be familiar with him. Not in a general way. Just say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But know him. As the shepherd who has got a voice. The shepherd who has got a voice. The shepherd who has got a voice. I once looked after Kecha. And I will see other people. When they are looking after Kecha. There came a time. That the Kecha. Will even hear. The whistle of their shepherd. They will hear the whistle of their shepherd. You will see them rising up their head because they hear the sound of the voice of the shepherd. Then you come
as a stranger, you can try to imitate,
but you will see them continue to graze. They continue to graze, but when the great shepherd comes,
It's not just a sound, it's a message. What has he said?
Because what he has promised, he will fulfill. Lord, in your voice, you said, you will protect me. You will guide me. In verse 14, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd. And I know my own sheep. And they know me.
Nato futhi tiyangati.
My God.
I am the great shepherd.
Ngimeluzi lomkhulu.
And the great shepherd.
Lomeluzi lomkhulu.
There is a great voice.
Uthwele liphimbo lelikhulu.
May you hear the great voice.
Bangathi ungaliva leliphimbo lelikhulu.
Of the great shepherd.
Lalomeluzi lomkhulu.
He says just as my father knows me.
Uthi njengoba babe angathi mine.
And I know the Father.
Nami futhi ngiyamati babe.
I lay down my life for the sheep.
Ngibeka ukuphila kwami ngenxa yetivutana.
Can I encourage you, my sister?
Asengukhuthaze ntathe wethu.
My brother.
Buti wami.
Discern the voice of God.
Hlukanisa liphimbo laNkulunkulu.
Khonza,
khonza.
Discern the voice of God.
Khonza livi laNkulunkulu.
Even if you are in the midst of people,
noma ngabe usephakathi kwesicubu sebantu,
do hear the voice of God.
Live liphimbo laNkulunkulu.
If you be together,
nangabe kuhlangana kwenu uthawonye,
does not benefit you.
Kude inzuzo ngekwekholwa kwakho.
Does not add value.
Awungeki lokuthinte ekholweni kwakho.
The voice of the great shepherd.
Leli phimbo lalomelusi lomkhulu.
Says my father loves me.
Yithi babe wami uyangithanda.
And he does not judge me.
Futhi yena akamehluleli.
He loves me.
Uyangithanda.
I can imagine.
Ngicabanga.
In the phrase that I've been saying these past few weeks.
Kulendlela lebekade ngikhuluma ngayo shumayela ngawo la maviki laphelile.
When I said.
La khona ngithi.
When Jesus.
Na Jesu
arose
avuka
after his resurrection
emva kwemvuka kwakhe
he said to the women
wathi ke kulaba kulabo kulabomama
go and tell my disciples
hambani niyotshela bafundzi bami
and also Peter
futhi nizemtshele na Petro
but Peter is among your disciples
Petro mose onkulabanye laba bafundzi bakho
because I don't want you to make a mistake.
Ngoba angifuni nento eliphutha.
Think that because Peter denied me.
Licabanga ngokuthi Peter ngoba wangiphika.
Does not deserve to be in the team.
Akakafanele ngokuthi abe
ngcwele. So if you tell the disciples.
Nathi tshela labafundi beba.
Don't miss Peter.
Ningamshina Petro.
He was pronouncing his voice.
Abekaza khuluma liphimbo la.
Over the accusations.
Etiwa laba lababeka Petro licala.
He says I want to meet with
you. Uthi ngiyafuna kuhlangana naye.
Today he wants to meet with you.
Lamuhla ufuna kuhlangana nawe.
He wants to change your story.
Ufuna kuguqula indaba yakho.
In this place.
Kunendawo le.
Right here.
Lapha.
Jesus is saying.
Jesu uthi
you have been listening to the voice of the enemy.
Usona ulalela iphimbo lesithi asikhathi lesithi.
You are walking like you are in shame.
Uhamba ngazuthi usekhathe lihlazweni.
Because you are listening to the voice.
Ngoba ulalela iphimbo lalomubi.
But just to hear once.
Kuva nje kanye
of the voice of your great shepherd.
Kuva iphimbo lalomeluso wakho lomkhulu.
Can transform your position.
Ungayiguqula indawo yakho.
Can move from where you are.
Ungasuka la ukhona khona. Bese bayabuka.
Why are you moving?
Ngokuthi wena uqhubeka kanjani? Ngilivile mina le
khulu.
Ibida libido lami.
Calling your name.
Ubinda libido lakho labo.
Calling your name.
Ubinda libido lakho labo.
Calling your name.
Ubinda libido lakho labo.
My son minister.
Ebengile liphelile ngivothana emfundisi shumayele kanje.
Saying unto us.
Wathi ke kithi.
The child is born.
Mbana utelwe.
Then unto us.
Futhi kithi.
The son is given.
Ngivothana sinikiwe.
We are given as a son.
Wena unikethiwe njengevothana.
The head of the
class. Ezandleni talokukhulu.
In the name of Jesus.
Egameni lika Jesu.
You are not a tool.
Awusiyo tulule
or any equipment
noma nje kokusebenza
abused and used by the devil
isoshatha pisoni satani
hear the voice of God
kepha vani people laNkulunkulu
hear the voice of God
vani li people laNkulunkulu
hear the voice of God
nami vani people laNkulunkulu
the voice of God
li people laNkulunkulu
tells me
ihlala njalo lingitshela
how good I can be
ngokuthi ngingaba
kungakanani
futhi ngidaba muhle kangakanani
if I walk in his
nami hamba ngendlela yami
this is the way
nay
walk in it
hambani kuyo
the way of hearing the voice
indlela yekuva livi laNkulunkulu
ayiqhayini I know you hear choruses.
And you hear
prayers.
But when
you hear the voice of the voice of your master. What he says today.
You
will say it even tomorrow. No matter the weather. God, rain or sunshine. He says, I am the good shepherd. I am your God.
He knows them one by one.
How much more you?
Gangagana nige wena.
He knows you by name.
Ungwati ngeligama
lakho. He knows you by your own name.
Ungwati ngeligama lobintu angayo.
Listen unto his voice.
Lalela ngeliphimbo lakhe.
Hear his voice.
Live eliphimbo lakhe.
Which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. His desire was to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus as to who he was. But there was a problem. He was little in stature. And the Bible says, he ran before and
climbed.
He wanted to first defeat his stature. He wanted to defeat his stature. Overcome his stature. He ran before. And climbed up into a sycamore tree. For he was to pass that way. For Jesus was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place.
My God. Oh yes.
There is
God.
Power.
Kunemandla.
When Jesus comes.
Na Jesu afika.
To the place.
Enter weni.
There is transformation.
Kunakuguka.
When Jesus comes.
Na Jesu afika.
In a place.
Enter weni.
I can imagine.
Ngatabanga.
While Zacchaeus was up there.
Zacchaeus asesetulu lapha.
Others came.
Labanye befika.
And they just passed.
Base bayendlula.
While he was up there. But when Jesus came, he looked up.
He
saw him.
May
God see you.
What
Jesus see you.
Hey,
may Jesus see you. Can I tell you this? From the time Zacchaeus stood up, he was already in prayer, saying that I may see, that I may see, and that he may see. But Jesus did not answer that prayer. He waited for him to climb. And when he got there, he saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, I hear your name there. In the name of Jesus. Your name is being called today. In the name of Jesus. Zacchaeus could not confuse.
that is that the voice of my mother or my father? But he realized that it was the voice of Jesus. Because wherever Jesus was moving, he was not moving alone. He would be clustered with the crowd. But in that crowd, Zacchaeus heard his voice. And his name was called. Come down!
Yes,
for today.
Ngoba namuhla.
He didn't say next week.
Azange athefike le ntako.
He didn't say in my next passing by.
Azange athi kunowethu laba kunomunye lokuyawulandzela.
But he said make haste.
Kepha wathi phuthuma.
And come down.
Yes,
for today.
Ngoba namuhla.
I will abide.
Mina uhlala
in your house.
Endlini yakho.
In this King James version.
I King James version.
I will abide.
What in Daushala?
It doesn't say I will visit.
I got in Daushala.
Your house.
Engineer.
He says I will abide.
What in Daushala?
I will abide.
Daushala.
In your house.
Engineer. My God.
Because Zacchaeus did not confuse the voice.
Azame alphabetisele people.
He made haste.
Waphuthuma masinyane.
And came down.
Wase uyehla.
Sometimes,
lesi isikhathi,
we are so much in our trouble.
Siba phakathi etinkingeni.
And forget to hear the voice.
Bese sesiyakhohlwa ukuva le phimbo.
Calling us to come out of the problem.
Let us speed out and siphume kule dinkinga.
For Jesus says,
Ngoba Jesu uthi,
today,
lamuhla,
I will abide.
Ngidawuhlala
in your house.
Endlini yakho.
Today,
lamuhla,
I will abide.
Ngidawuhlala
in your house.
Endlini yakho.
If you agree with me,
nangabe uyavumelana nami lamuhla.
Lord Jesus,
wase Jesu,
don't visit my house.
Ungavakashi endlini yami.
Abide in my house.
In my house.
You deserve to abide.
There
are visitors that come. I expect they are going away. But you, abide in my house. Abide in my family. Let's stand on our feet. The sheep. My sheep, they know my voice. They hear my voice.
They live and the people love me.
And they follow
me.
Today,
la musha.
Abide.
Shala.
In my house.
In my
today,
la musha.
Abide.
Shala.
In my house. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are facing. I don't know what you are crying for. Sometimes, we cry for healing. When God wants to abide. We cry for healing. But God says, I need to abide. Give me the chair. Give me the chair. Give me the chair. Give me the chair. To abide. I don't want to come as a visitor. Because there are visitors that come. And leave you. Worse than you were before. There are visitors that come. And when they come. They are not going to come. They leave you. Wishing they did not come. But today. He says I want to abide. I want to abide in your house. I want to abide in your house. I want to abide in your house. I know it's your house. But allow me to abide. Zacchaeus was joyful. They did not understand. How can he go to the house of Zacchaeus? Because Zacchaeus hates. His name be called. Your name is being called.
When we run away to God. I am here to say to you, if you are here, there is something that was scaring you, that was pursuing you, I want to tell you, run away and follow the voice. If you are here, I want to pray with you,
You are already judged.
When I say,
you are already condemned.
When I say,